From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has denounced the white supremacists behind Saturday's deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
He vowed that anyone who committed racist violence in Charlottesville would be held accountable and said what happened in the city was an egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. Trump's comments followed intense criticism from across the political spectrum for failing for 2 days to explicitly use the words white supremacists and neo-Nazis in condemning the violence. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday appeared to postpone a plan to fire missiles toward Guam. The move could help defuse the potential for imminent conflict and give new momentum to reported behind-the-scenes efforts underway to find a peaceful resolution to the nuclear crisis on the Korean Peninsula. President Trump's harsh warning last week that the United States would respond to any North Korean threat with fire and fury set off a flurry of confrontational rhetoric from both sides. On Tuesday, the North Korean leader was quoted by the KCNA state media outlet saying he will wait and see if the Yankees persist in their extremely dangerous, reckless actions before going forward with the missile test targeting the Guam area. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, say at least 300 people are dead and the death toll could rise after a mudslide and heavy flooding. Rescuers are still looking for more possible victims from Monday's catastrophe. Witnesses in a particularly hard-hit area in Regent said roads became churning rivers of mud. Officials estimate several thousand people have been left homeless. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday his country prefers abiding by the 2015 international agreement on its nuclear program, but that if the United States continues threats and sanctions, then Iran could quickly revitalize its nuclear activity. Speaking to members of parliament in a televised address, Rouhani said the U.S. is not a good partner. He said if they, the U.S. administration, are willing to repeat previous experiences, Iran will certainly, within a short period, not on a scale of weeks or months, but on a scale of hours and days, will return to a much more advanced position than when the talks started. Iran objects to new sanctions President Trump signed earlier this month against people involved with Iran's ballistic missile program and its Revolutionary Guard, which came in response to Iranian ballistic missile tests. The two countries each say the other's actions violate the spirit of the nuclear agreement. China says it will resolutely safeguard its economic interests if the United States launches a formal investigation into its handling of American intellectual property. The Ministry of Commerce issued the warning Tuesday in response to an executive order President Trump signed Monday directing a trade representative to investigate the alleged Chinese theft of American technology and intellectual property. U.S. policymakers are very, very close to a new military strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia, but options still range from withdrawal to an increased reliance on private security contractors. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters late Monday, cautioning a range of options are still under consideration. The former number two leader of al-Shabaab says he's quit the Somalia-based militant group. Mukhtar Rabo, also known as Abu Mansur, made the announcement to journalists at a Mogadishu hotel on Tuesday. He said he left the group because of differences with other al-Shabaab leaders. The former al-Shabaab official indicated he's holding talks with the Somali government. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.